Hello. How are you? Are you okay? I hope you are. If you're not, then there's, nothing I can do. But hopefully you're okay. Yes. Right, this is the celebration of the Beatles here on the English programme. We're going to Liverpool for the summer, and we're thinking of a new name for our programme. I think the English programme sounds far too silly. How about the Liverpool programme? The problem with doing anything with Liverpool in the title is there is a very good chance people will assume it is something related to football, which isn't the case at all. It's nothing to do with football. Although, to be fair, over the summer, we're going to be doing interviews with people, and we're going to be going around Anfield. Oh, yes, the home of LFC, Liverpool Football Club. We will be taking sort of notes and things and interviewing people and asking them, what do you think of this and that and the other? Because we're doing a programme celebrating the Beatles and everything related thereto. So basically, anything at all, which includes football, includes horse racing, the Grand National is in Aintree, all those sort of things. Liverpool is a student city. We have three universities. We have two cathedral things as well. Yes, so we are a cathedral city, and we have more Grade 1 listed buildings than any other location outside of London. We also now have a town mayor, first time elected, directly elected town mayor, which makes the mayor of Liverpool, who's only been in his job for about 3 days, the most powerful politician in England outside of London. So there we go. We have lots of things going for us. Of course, we have all the Beatles things to plow through. If you're a tourist, you shall be kept busy, I think. By the way, if you go to Liverpool over the summer, drop us a line and say, "Hello, Steve." If you go into the cavern over the summer, let us know and we can, you can buy me a drink. There we go. That's a good idea. Right. Anyway, speaking of the cavern, I owe my, my teacher, my tutor, my professor from the university a drink because he bought me one. And I never repaid the favour, sort of at the end of when the course finished, and he bought everyone a drink. And he said, "What do you want?" And I said, whiskey. I think he just meant, you know, sort of like a cup of tea or something. But he bought me a whiskey. So I have to repay the favour, yes. So, but anyway, if you are visiting Liverpool, buy me a drink, yes, if you want. Don't have to. We don't need advertising on this programme. Just buy me a whiskey. That'll do. Right. Let me see what's happening at the cavern today. I'm sitting here right now with my cavern cap and my cavern t-shirt on. What's on at the cavern? The awesome, the super cavern today, the 8th of May, 2012. You can buy tickets for the Magical Mystery Tour, if you so wish. The first one of today, they have two a day, begins in about 11 minutes, so I think you've missed that one. But the next one's on at 2 o'clock, and you can buy them online, I think, by going to cavernclub.org. Now, later today, 2 o'clock, is Tony Mac Tuesday, followed by John Keats on Tuesday, and then Jimmy Coburn Tuesday show. They're all in the Cavern Club, and I believe they're all free, and that's fantastic, awesome live music, completely and utterly free. Just pop in, you have to go down all the steps, and, you know, sort of say hello to everyone. Not to me, I'm not going to be there for another 3 weeks, but just say hello, pop your head in and have a look. It's really good. There's also Ronnie Hughes at 7:30, Tim Shaw, and Gary Murphy at 9:30, one of the UK's finest guitarists. And that's it. That's it for the cavern today. Once again, though, the website's got everything you possibly need to know. Ronnie Hughes and Gary Murphy are in the Cavern Pub, which is across the road from the Cavern Club, which is across the road from the Cavern Pub, which is across the road from the Cavern... I think you get the idea. Cavernclub.org for all your information related to the Cavern.